Our first conversation this hour is, well, we've had Shirley on the show before, and we're glad she's taking some time today. We always enjoy talking to her. She is, well, she's going to tell you all about herself. I think we're going to leave it there. Let's welcome Shirley back to the show.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Welcome back. Shirley, are you there? Welcome back to the Car Doctor. You are the proverbial little old lady from Pasadena. Are you not? Tell everybody who you are and what you've done.
Well, my name's Shirley Vane. I live in Boise, Idaho, and I have raced our 2000 Corvette a couple of times for charity here. Not last year, but the year before, my top speed was 171.4. And anyway, last year I was a rider rather than a driver, and we were in a 2016 Z06, and we did 210.1,
wow.
second fastest car in the road rally.
Shirley, you know, you're how old are you? Can I ask you that question?
The 17th of July, I'll be 84.
So you haven't gotten this out of your system yet. You've been doing this for a little while.
Yeah. It's fun. Going fast is fun.
Yeah. Is that the fastest you've ever been, the 210 miles an hour?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, are you ever going to drive again, do you think?
Not race. I can't race anymore. I still can drive. In fact, I picked up my new driver's license just a couple of days ago. But no, the doctors don't think that's too smart an idea, racing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I give you a lot of credit. At any age, to get in a car knowing you're going to do 180 to 210, 220, I mean, my gosh, that's fast. You know, that's faster than I've ever been. I've done 143 in a Triumph GT 6 Plus. We don't want to tell you where, but I wasn't the driver. I was the passenger. You know, 200 miles an hour is something to see.
It was fun, but it was over with so fast that it's like almost a blur.
Yeah.
But what? You know, you go 2.5 miles, and it was fun, and it was the fastest. We were beat out by a Bugatti who did 230.6.
Well, shame on him for showing off. 230
yeah.
miles an hour.
That's those fancy cars. There
yeah.
they go.
I take Blackout, and I'll, you know, 55 Chevy, and you know what? Those cars weren't meant to go more than 100 miles an hour. You get up to about 85, 90, and you're starting to, it's just all over the place, and the steering is crazy, and you're just like, oh boy, hang on. And I wonder how some of these hot rods, they go down the track at 150, 160 miles an hour, and I'm just thinking, how do they do it? It's just got to be sheer guts. You know, I say it all the time. I was young and dumb. I won't do it anymore. It's changed. What got you into all this, Shirley? At what age did you start racing? Because you used to take part in the Sun Valley Road Rally in Idaho all the time, right?
Yes, it's a charity event that actually it's coming up July the 21st, 22nd again this year. And so they close off roads, and there's no speed limit. You go as fast as your car will go, and one car at a time. It's not a, you know, a major race type
right.
thing like that.
Right.
It's just for speed. And anyway, it's they have a charity, the Drug Coalition, down there to help kids stay off of drugs or to help kids that have gotten on them. And that's one of their ways of raising money. And it's fun. And people come from all over. Washington, Oregon, different places to bring their cars and race them just so they can see how fast their car will go.
Run what you brung. When did you start, Shirley? I mean, you know, what did you do? You know, what did you do in your career? What did you do for working? And then, you know, one day you just decided you were going to start driving a car and going faster? Or has this been something you've been doing since you were 18 years old?
Actually, that's kind of funny. There was a place in my town where the kids could line up, kind of, and you had about a half mile that we could just, you know, put your foot down and race. You know, how you kind of revved your motors
right.
a little bit
sure.
and then
yeah.
pick up a race and you'd go for a couple of three blocks and that was it. I mean, it wasn't legal, but it was a place we could do it.
Right. And listen, yeah, and there's a lot of things we do that aren't necessarily legal, but they're fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's and I don't support street racing, but every once in a while you do kind of. You know, it's not like I've broken a lot of laws, but I've fractured a few in my lifetime. I'll put it to you that way. Let me ask you this on a different subject, sort of the same but a different subject. So, you know, here you are at this point in the game. You've done a couple of Sun Valley Road Rallies. You're obviously into going fast. You're into racing. What do you think about electric cars? You know, do you think that 50 years from now we'll be seeing Sun Valley Road Rally drive your electric car as fast as it can go? And what would that sound like, right? Because they don't make any sound. It'll sound like this.
Yeah.
And then the race is over.
I think it would be boring.
Right. There's no fun in that, right? There's something, I mean, I'll ask you the question this way. You can still hear the roar of the exhaust from that car you went 210 miles an hour in, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can hear the roar of the exhaust in my own vet.
Right.
It's pretty loud. We have to be kind of careful of putting our foot down around town because it is quite loud.
Right.
So you want to creep through the city, you know.
is it the roar you think of the exhaust? Is it the feel? Is it the smell? Is it, you know, the wind through your hair? Or is it just the whole package? And, you know, I think I know the answer, and it's just electric cars will never give us that.
Yeah, it's the whole package.
Yeah.
You know, it's all of that. And it's just, I don't know, it's just great to be out there and to be able to do it legally. That's the good thing about it.
Right. Did you ever do any, you know, you didn't buy a 63 Dodge back in the day and go street racing, did you by chance?
No, didn't do any of that. No.
So when did the Sun Valley Road Rally come up in your life? Later in life?
It came up. No, it only came up in my life. Four years ago. It was a charity event, and we had been to it, and we had watched other people do it and everything, and they were saying, well, you know, we need to get some women out here and let's get them signed up. And so I decided the next year that's what I was going to do, and that was 4 years ago, I guess. And my first run was 166, I believe, something like that. So that was pretty exciting. And
Shirley, you were 79 years old and went out and did a road rally.
Yes.
God bless you. Look at that.
I was 82 the last time I did it. So, you know, I mean, but it's just fun to be able to do that sometimes and to be able to do it, as I said, legally and to do it for charity.
Now, are you gonna go back to driving your car normally, you know, back and forth to the store for groceries and, you know, church and so forth? Or
we use the car all the time. We have it garaged from November until May, because, you know, we have snow and all that stuff. So
right.
The Corvette stays in the garage.
Right.
But from May until November, it's on the road. Oh, yeah.
Now, that Z06 Corvette that you did the 210 miles an hour in, was that modified or was that a production car off the showroom floor?
You know, I don't. There may have been some work done to that one.
Right.
My friend Brent Rule, who always rode with me, he drove, and he's a mechanic. He owns Restoration Rods, and he, I think he had done some work on that car,
right.
But it was like a brand new car.
Right. Yeah.
You know, 2016.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So.
And it was kind of cool. It's just that it was so fast and over with so quick that you're going, what happened?
Right, and you want to do it again. Shirley, the clock's going to take me. It's always fun talking to you, sweetheart, and I hope we get to do it again next year. Is there a website if the listeners want more information, or if somebody's out in Idaho, they want to find out how they can enter the Sun Valley Road Rally and help support the cause?
Well, I have, this is a website, www.sunvalleyroadrally.com.
Okay. All right.
And as I say, it's coming up July 21st, 22nd, and it's for charity. And anybody that wants to do it, call and see if you can get in, because the spaces go pretty quick.
Yeah, I bet they do. Shirley Vanney, always a pleasure talking to you, and you take good care, and God bless, sweetheart.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the call.
You're very welcome.